KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a mostly sunny today with a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Police in Council Bluffs late Monday evening issued a press release asking for the public's help in locating a missing man. 23-year-old Brandon Biquette of Carter Lake, who is a mentally challenged white male, was last seen at the Lake Manawa Walmart store in Council Bluffs at around 1:15 p.m. Monday. He left the store and area westbound on foot. His family had attempted to locate Brandon before contacting police a little after 4 p.m. Brandon may have been seen at the Council Bluffs Public Library between 4 and 5 p.m. Monday, but police were unable to confirm that. At this time, they say they have exhausted any possible locations for Brandon. He was last seen wearing a gray shirt, dark blue pants, and yellow Croc-style shoes. He is described as being 5 feet 8 inches tall, about 310 pounds, with short brown hair and hazel eyes. You can see a picture of the man on the same story posted under the news page at KJAN.com. Brandon has a family in the Council Bluffs and Carter Lake area. If you know where he is or have seen him, call your local law enforcement agency immediately. A Greenfield man arrested for probation violation early Monday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center was subsequently charged with introducing intoxicants or drugs into an institution. 25-year-old Spencer Jordan Leitzel was arrested around 1:30 a.m. Monday. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $500 bond. Officials of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission and Iowa DCI are continuing to investigate positive performance-enhancing drug tests at Bluffs Run Greyhound Park in Council Bluffs. According to the Daily Nonpareil, in late September, two dogs tested positive for ractopamine, a drug believed to increase muscle mass, open airways for oxygenation, and decrease fat. Officials have not determined how the dogs ingested the drug. Brian Orilko, administrator of the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission, said the two greyhounds had tested positive for ractopamine following the race. The positive tests at Bluffs Run followed failed tests by 12 greyhounds at the Iowa Greyhound Park in Dubuque. The Iowa State University Diagnostic Lab found the drug in dry dog food given to the dogs in eastern Iowa. Officials in the greyhound community say that would be the case in Council Bluffs as well. But tests on dry food used at Bluffs Run came back negative. After the positive tests, both Council Bluffs dogs were taken out of competition while veterinarians determined the adverse effects of the drugs. Orilko said the drug, normally administered to livestock, including hogs and cattle, is known to cause heart tissue damage to greyhounds. The administrator said, though, both dogs were found to be healthy and have since returned to racing. The Iowa Economic Development Authority on Monday awarded $924,000 in Main Street Iowa Challenge grants to 14 communities around the state. Those grants will help benefit local improvement projects such as facade upgrades and restoration, upper floor rehabilitation, and remodeled spaces for expanding downtown businesses. In the KJAN listening area, the city of Avoca received a $75,000 grant toward the $280,650 cost of restoring the Avoca Bank building. The city will provide a $205,650 match for the grant. The city of Manning also received a $75,000 grant toward the Manning Child Care Center project, with the total project cost at $277,600. The city will put up a $202,600 match for the grant. The grants are administered through the Iowa Economic Development Authority's Downtown Resource Center and Main Street Iowa programs. The funding will be distributed in the form of matching grants to the selected Main Street programs. The estimated total project cost of the 14 projects is over $8 million. The Challenge Grant program is funded through an appropriation from the Iowa legislature. In our funeral announcements, Dale Peterson, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Dale Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lola Irene Cave Love, age 94, of Redfield, died Sunday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Lola Love will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Redfield Christian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has the arrangements. Charles Ray Walter, age 75, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Charles Walter will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Viola Scala, age 91, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Viola Scala will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Beth McCool, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Beth McCool will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold Smouse, age 97, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Harold Smouse will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Stephen C. Riggs, age 67, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A gathering of family and friends to celebrate Stephen Riggs' life will be held Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jack Drake, age 81, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Jack Drake will be tomorrow, or rather on Thursday, at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Linda Barber, age 67, of Anita, died Friday. Memorial services for Linda Barber will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. And Lily Goddard, age 94, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Lily Goddard will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.